Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
Eluhin
Ma'amados Lefi Shenemar Tzavis B'nei Yisrael. So the Mishnah is talking about Ma'amados, which are the representations of the of all Klal Yisrael as the Korban Tamid is being brought. The Mishnah states that you need to have representation for all of Klal Yisrael because the Korban Tamid is brought on behalf of everybody. So how can you have it where the Korban is being brought and the owner of the Korban, in this case Klal Yisrael, doesn't have representation? They're not on the Korban. They're not standing over the Korban. So therefore you had Ma'amados, which served as representation. But the Mishnah is a little bit odd, which our Gemara is going to pick up with, because the Gemara says, Elu hein ma'amados, the following are the ma'amados, and then it kind of gives you some background. It gives you some a history lesson as to why we have, why do we have ma'amados at all? What's the reason? And it quotes a pasuk, and then it starts telling you the reason why we have the ma'amados. So that's what the Gemara picks up with, that it doesn't seem to be in sequence here. Elohein ma'amados lefi shenemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'chulei, says the Gemara, Maika Amar. What is this Mishnah talking about? You just said Elohein ma'amados, and now you're listing off the reason for the ma'amados, which isn't the ma'amados themselves. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Now this is what the Mishnah means to say. Elohein ma'amados. The following are going to be the ma'amados that we're going to describe later. Umatam tiknu ma'amados. What was the reason why we have these ma'amados to begin with? The Fishon Emar, because the Pasuk says in the Torah, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, command b'nei Yisrael and say to them, Es korbani lachmi le'ishai, my korban, my bread, for my fire offering. So you have to bring korbani lachmi le'ishai. V'heyach korbano shel adam kariv hu eno omed al gabav. How can it be that a person's korban is being brought, and yet he's nowhere near it? Because the korban tamid is brought, like we said, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, but they are not there. They're not there physically, and they're not even there on any spiritual or emotional level. They're not connected to the korban. So says the Gemara, Hiskinu Nevi'im Arishonim. The Nevi'im Arishonim were misaking, as we're going to see who these Nevi'im Arishonim are. Esrim Va'arba Mishmaros, right? The Gemara, in just a little bit, is going to describe how Moshe started it, and then David and Shmuel followed up with these ma'amados, with these 24 ma'amados. I'll call mishmar mishmar hayomid maimid biyushalayim. On every single mishmar, meaning every single group of Kohanim and Levim that served in the Mikdash, you had a ma'amad in Yerushalayim, which was the representation for all of Klal Yisrael, that stood in Yerushalayim, and that ma'amad consisted of shel Kohanim, shel Levim, shel Yisraelim. That ma'amad consisted of three groups, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Higiyaz ma'an mishmar lalos, when it came time for that, for a specific group, for the watch of that Kohanim's group to come up to Yerushalayim. Kohanim, Levim, Olim, Yerushalayim. You had the Kohanim and Levim go up to Yerushalayim, and then you had the Yisraelim stand back, and they were the representation. That's how the Gemara reads. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Esrim va'arba mishmaros be'eretz Yisrael. There were 24 mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael. Like we just said that there were 24, and the Braisa repeats that 24 in Eretz Yisrael. U'shteimis Rebbe Yericho. And now all of a sudden, the Gemara adds that there were 12 in Yericho, which sounds like we have 36, because 24 plus 12 is 36. So says the Gemara, U'shteimis Rebbe Yericho. What? We just said there were 24 before. Now you all of a sudden you're adding 12 in Yericho? What's going on here? Where it says Nefishin Hutuva. You got extra. Right? Nefishin means more. So you're adding even more. You're adding much more than the 24. We said in the previous Gemara there were 24. Now you're adding 12 more. What's the pshat? Says the Gemara, no, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. I don't mean to say there's an additional 12. What's your problem? Yes, 24 out, meaning 24. It's 24 in all of Eretz Yisrael, and plus 12 specific to Yericho. meaning from all of Eretz Yisrael there is 24, and then from a specific group in Yericho there's an additional, at least what the Gemara thinks right now, there's an additional 12 just in Yericho.
Oh,
Yericho is part of Eretz Yisrael, and Hanami, it is part of Eretz Yisrael.
So it's not, the 12 is not part of the 24.
At least not what we think now.
Right.
So the Gemara is going to answer that it will be. The Gemara is going to answer that it will be, because right now we sound like we're having 24 plus 12, which is 36. Which is contradictory to what we just said before. We said before there's only 24. So the Gemara is going to be going to fix this all up so that Mr. Callis can go home happy.
Also Mr. Bird as well.
What?
Mr. Bird also.
And Mr. Bird will go home happy. All right. Baruch Hashem. So says the Gemara. Ella, Shtei Mesrei Mehen B'Yericho. We didn't mean to say that there's an additional 12 in Yericho. Rather, there are 24, and of those 24, 12 went to Yericho. Now, the Gemara is going to describe exactly how this worked out, because it still doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. If you have 24...
Yericho's
the other side of...
My mama and my motto...
George.
Let's see. Let's see the Gemara. There's actually two ways of learning this Gemara. We'll see. The Gemara says like this: Higiyas man hamishmar lalos. When it came time for a particular watch in the mikdash to go up to the mikdash, chatzi hamishmar haya olam eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Half of the mishmar would actually go from all of Eretz Yisrael into Yerushalayim. Vechatzi hamishmar haya olam Yericho. And then half of them would go mi Yericho, and some people learn li Yericho, meaning there are some people who understand that there were 12, there were 24 groups that went into that represented all of the mishmaros. There were 24 total mishmaros. A half of each mishmar, meaning when a particular mishmar did their watch in the mikdash, half of that mishmar spent time in Yericho. Half of the mishmar went to Yericho in order that kedesh yisapku maimu mazon lachem shibushalayim. So you had half of the mishmar was actually doing the job in the mikdash, and half of them were in Yericho.
What's the significance of Yericho? Why
Yericho?
Yericho was close enough. I guess it was the closest city to Yerushalayim where there was stuff happening agriculturally and
the mikvah in the Jordan.
In terms of manufacturing, what? What did you say?
With the mikvah in the Jordan?
They're close to the Jordan?
You know that.
I do it every other day.
So I'm guessing that's...
I don't want to mention who went there, but everybody went there.
Their brothers in Yerushalayim.
Right, exactly. So half of the...
The best fruits came from Yerushalayim.
So half of the group went, instead of going into the mikdash, went to Yericho. So what really happened was you had half of each group. It doesn't mean to say that there's an additional 12. It means to say that half of every group went to Yericho. It uses the number 12 because we had a total number of 24, and so it takes half of that. It says that half of that went to Yericho, but it really wasn't. It wasn't 12 that went to Yericho. That's not really accurate. For every mishmar, half of the mishmar went to the mikdash, and half of the mishmar went to Yericho.
So when you read the Gemara,
sounds like 12, but it's not 12.
So you read the Gemara, you should read it li Yericho, not me Yericho.
There are two ways of learning it, and Rashi learns it li Yericho. They went to Yericho in order that they can supply their brothers in Yerushalayim with food and with water. Some people that learn it's mi Yericho.
Yeah, what does that mean?
They came from Yericho, and they came
right through there
from Yericho into Yerushalayim.
So if they're supplying,
where did Yehoshua conquer?
Supplying essentials for the brothers in Yerushalayim.
Yes,
Yericho.
Yericho.
Why did he go to Yericho?
Yeah. Why else? You're saying why else are they going to
Yericho?
For the supplies reason.
They not only went to Yericho, but they brought supplies to Yericho, the Yerushalayim.
Yeah. There is one second. Yeah. There is a one second. Okay. All right. There's what to be said about this whole thing. Rabbeinu Gershom has a different Gersa. A kol mishmar mishmar ola chatzmir as a tshuva chatzmir miyericho the hainu shtemis rei. Okay. So he wants to say miyericho. The Rabbeinu Gershom learns miyericho, meaning that half of each mishmar was comprised of all of Eretz Yisrael, and the other half was comprised of Yericho. And so you had each mishmar, each group for the week of Kohanim was coming down A from all over Eretz Yisrael and half from B from Yericho. I don't know what specific is special about Yericho that you had half of the Kohanim coming specifically from Yericho, but that's according to that Girsa, that's what's going on.
You ever get the dates from that part of the country today? The best dates?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Yericho was one of them. What? Kohanim and Levim, yeah. So anyway. Okay. Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Amr Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, Kohanim Ulevim v'Yisraelim Ma'ak v'Nesa Korban.
Well,
you needed...
excuse me. If I could just add something.
Sure.
Yericho is mighty ordained.
Yeah, it's right by the Jordan. Yeah, that's what he mentioned.
Okay, and water and supplies...
Howard said that.
Yeah, that's what he just said. He just said...
It's time for Chuba.
We got the salami and everything from Yericho.
We got the salami from Yericho.
Of course.
All right.
Near Jordan. I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's most.
Everything came from Yericho.
Absolutely.
It's a trade route.
The salami slip. They swim upstream.
You go to Muncie.
Okay. Here we go. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Ma'ak v'nes HaKorban. The Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, they are Ma'akiv the Korban, meaning that it is essential to have not only Kohanim and Levim who are actually doing the service, Kohanim who are doing the Avoda and the Levim who are singing, but it's actually necessary to have the Yisrael B'ma'amadam. It's necessary. You cannot have it. You can't have a Korban, a valid Korban, without the Ma'amados. Apparently. Amazing. It's Ma'ak of the Korban.
Which is
the Yisraelim that for every single Mishmar was comprised of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Yisraelim that went up to Yerushalayim, they were part of that Mishmar. Their job was to have a Maimed, to have their fasting and their Tfilos and the Kriyas HaTorah, which we learned about.
Are these the ones who did the donations of the Eitzim or whatever?
No, that's something totally different. Do not mix up your Eitzim and your...
Ma'amados.
They're two totally different things.
These were very select groups then of Israel, right?
Yes, these were select groups of Israel. Indeed.
Most
indeed like and in thought. Okay. Yeah, true. They were from all, the Yisraelim were from all different parts.
Rashi.
They were from all different parts.
Exactly that.
Okay, so Moshe instructs us to read every single Rashi.
No, but that Rashi says exactly that.
Okay, all right, I'll take your word for it. Anyway, it's really a fascinating thing because we had in the Mishnah that there are times when the Ma'amados do not meet. That Ma'amados Haken says, you have to understand exactly what's going on when we say that the Ma'amados do not meet. There are no Maimed in days where there's a Musaf and a Halel and a Ne'ir. There is no Ma'amados in certain days. So what does that mean? Rashi has his own understanding what that means. There are no Ma'amados in Yerushalayim, but there were Ma'amados elsewhere apparently. But you have to say that every single time we brought a Korban, there's got to be a Maimed somewhere because you need to have it. It's Ma'akev.
A Korban Tzibur or a Korban a private Korban or a Tzibur Korban?
Tzibur Korban. It's a Korban Tamid is a Tzibur Korban. Okay, the private korbanos are brought by the individual who is there in the mikdash. When I bring a korban adava, I'm going to go to the mikdash. I'm going to bring my animal to the mikdash, and I'm going to be there. When the kohanim are doing their stuff, I'm going to be there. I won't be mamish in the, you know, in the azara, but I'll be there. So I'm going to be my own representation, or I'll send the shliach. But when it comes to the korban tamid, you got a problem because the korban tamid belongs to the tzibur. It's a communal offering, and the. So how is the tzibur, how is the entire tzibur going to come to Yerushalayim to bring the korban tamid? It's not practical. So the ma'amados are there as the as Klal Yisrael's representation. But as we saw in the Mishnah, there are times when ma'amados apparently do not meet, in which case you have to understand how we can bring the korban when ma'amados are not meeting, when the ma'amados are not existing, because you apparently the ma'amados are ma'akev. You got to have Yisraelim there. So
let's divide it into two halves, the part that was physically in Yerushalayim and the part that each of their cities.
Yes, exactly. So when we say in the Mishnah, exactly, so when we say in the Mishnah that the Mamados are not meeting, Rashi says it means in Yerushalayim they're not meeting. There's no Mamados existing in Yerushalayim, which sounds like Rashi is implying that elsewhere, meaning in Beit Shemesh and in Tzvas and in Tveria, every city that has the Mamados,
the city has big, a certain size.
Right, and they still have their Mamados that are going on. So Beit Shemesh is gonna have it. Don't worry, we're gonna have an IKEA and we're gonna have a Mamados. As long as we have two of those, we're gonna be okay. What?
The Mamados will be right next to Cafe Grand.
Right next to Cafe Grand.
And what we're going to have.
It's going to be.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be like.
It's alumnus. It's alumnus.
Like Jimbori and Cat and then Mamados.
Right.
Campaign promise.
Campaign promise. Yeah. I know all about it. Okay. Anyway, but Masli Satana. It's learned in a Brisa. Rav Shimon ben Alas.
I just lost my place.
We're on the fourth to end of the. It's about.
Oh, there you go.
Tana.
But
Masli Satana, Rav Shimon Alas, Armer Kohanim Leviim Uklei Shir Ma'akven Es Hakorban. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kohanim Leviim, and it means to say Yisraelim as well. It left it out, but it means to say Yisraelim. Uklei Shir. You need to have the clay shear, meaning the kalim, the guitars, the instruments that they used, the flutes and whatnot, that the kalbach, you gotta have your stuff, you gotta have your
speckle off this one,
you gotta have your air guitars. Without the guitars, without the air guitars, you cannot have a valid korban, right? You need to have the kalim, you need to have the flute, and you need to have your supim, your drums, whatever it is that they use. They use the and flutes. This is a Mishnah Sukkah. The Mishnah Sukkah says what instruments do they have? The flute. What else do they have? What?
Ugav.
Ugav is not. Ugav is mentioned somewhere in Tanakh. So, the tof is also mentioned. That's with Miriam.
Harp.
I don't know. I forgot what it is. It's the flute and something else that the Levim. What? It wasn't an abuf. Yeah, the abuf.
It was the banjo.
The banjo. Okay, you gotta have a 20-piece band.
Think of the saxophone.
Right. We have Bill Clinton doing the saxophone. What?
They have instruments here.
The instruments? No. No, we're not yet. In the Mikdash, yes. Ma'akven Es HaKorban. So according to this, Rav Shimon Elazar, you need to have the clay shear also. But Ma'akven Miflagi. So what's the difference? What are they arguing about? Meaning the first Tana who doesn't list anything about the clay shear, and the second Tana who does. What are they arguing about? Mar Savar Iker Shira Bepeh. So the first Mandamer holds that shear is Bepeh. You don't need to have instruments as long as you're singing.
A cappella
is good enough.
Just the Maccabees.
Okay, fine. And then, boy, we're really getting off track. And the second mandamer holds that ikashir is bikli. The fact that the Levim are singing is really not as really is, which is an amazing thing because we thought that the Levim is really that's the ikar. But according to this mandamer, that the clay shear, the instruments, is really the ikar, and what the Levim do singing on their own is really just icing on the cake.
Levim or Yisrael.
The what? No, the Levium. Levium played it.
Would play the instruments?
Would play it, yes.
They had a choir, right? I know they sang.
What?
They also played the instruments. They didn't just sing.
No, they play the instruments as well.
Well, I thought there weren't two separate things. There were those who were singing and those who played.
Yeah, there might have been. There's a Rashi in the Chumash that implies that you had people playing instruments and people singing, doing different things. Everybody had their own talents.
Yeah, it would seem weird that you would make the guy play guitar and then also sing.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Why? What's its special? The acre is, the acre of Ashir is Bepeh. Very good. Very good. Exactly. Exactly. Right? If Iker Shira Bepeh, then it really doesn't matter that you're playing an instrument, not playing an instrument. The point is that Shira is Bepeh, so very good. You're absolutely right.
You have a choir.
Okay. Okay. Amarav. Chama Barguria Amarav. Here we get into the... we're going to get into the Mishmaros themselves. How do we come out with 24 Mishmaros? Where did this come from? This is very exciting. Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael. Moshe was originally Mesakin for Klal Yisrael. Shmona Mishmaros. He originally instituted 8. Arba Me'elazar V'dalim Itamar. There were 4 from Elazar and 4 from Itamar. And 4 plus 4 equals? David? 8. 8. Shmuel v'hamidam al sheish esrei. Shmuel came along and added an additional 8 to make it 16. Ba David v'hamidam al esrim v'arba. Then David came along and added an additional 8 to make it to 24. So you had 8 originally from Moshe, 8 from Shmuel, and 8 from David. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk. One second, I'll get to you in a second. Bishnas ha'arba'im l'malchus David nidrashu v'yimatze bohem gibor ha'chayil b'yazer gilad. On the 40th year of David, they sought out and found these Gibur HaChayil, which are the Bale Mishmar. So it sounds like, the pasuk sounds like, it wasn't until the 40th year of David that they came out with the final tally of 24. But before the 40th year, they didn't have that. So that's why the pasuk is mashed. The pasuk says mafurish. It was the 40th year, not before that. Because before that, they didn't have the requisite 24. They only had the 16 that were mitukan beforehand. What's your problem?
I'm a little bit surprised that Shmuel was able to establish for his mom.
Because?
He wasn't a Cohen.
No, he was a Navi.
He wasn't a man. He wasn't a Cohen. He was like, what was the story?
The Navi. He was the Navi.
He
was the Navi.
I say yes.
Shmuel was the one that appointed David. Shmuel appointed David.
What?
Shmuel appointed David. Shmuel was the one who
was actually crowned David. Yeah, actually.
He was the Gadol Ador.
He was the Gadol Ador. What? He was the Gadol Ador.
He was like, in essence, he was like a king.
Yeah, he was. He was
he was a good man.
He'll tell you.
He knew his stuff.
It was very clear by him what to do. Let me tell you. He was not masukuk in anything.
We learned the pasuk in Rosh Hashanah that says Moshe v'Aaron b'Chohanav u'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo, meaning Shmuel was not just as great as David. He was even in some respects as great as Moshe and Aaron. And the Gemara Darshan's in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, it's the very end of the third parak. Moshe Aaron Bechoanav Shmuel Bekori Shemo, it's comparing Shmuel with Moshe and Aaron in terms of godless. So there's what to be said about that. So anyway, yes, I will answer that yes, he had authority to do so. If you don't like it, take it up with the Gemara on Tainus Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
Take it up with Shmuel.
Take it up with Shmuel, exactly. After Mev Asrim, you're welcome to take it up with him. I don't think that's a fight you want to be picking. But anyway, it's totally up to you. Let me know how it turns out for you. Meisvei, says the Gemara. Meisvei, I got kasha for you. You want to tell me that it started out 8, and then Shmuel added 8, and then David added 8. These all happen in increments. They happened in gradations, and they happen at different times. It's not true. Meisvei, there's a brisa that says it seems to say not like that. Moshe tikin lahem liyisrael shmona. Okay, I got that. Shmona, he's got 8 mishmaros. Arba me'elazav arba mitamar. So far, so good. Ba David u Shmuel. David and Shmuel seemingly at the same time came along. Behemidam alesrim va'arba, and they institute an additional 16, making it 24. So all of a sudden, your increments of 8, 8, and 8 are called into question. Because here we have 8 plus 16. Right? We have the group of David and Shmuel who are collectively creating 24.
David was king. Shmuel was still alive when David was king.
Yes, Shmuel's life David was. He did. He anointed David. It wasn't until much later that David really took authority. But he was crowned. He was anointed by Shmuel during Shaul's reign, right? In the 40th year of David, he was long gone, right? He died very young, and we learned in Gemara Rosh Hashanah why he died at 52, right? Shmuel Anavi.
Shlomo Melech also died.
When did we learn why he died?
Very good. I did not know that. You better be right about that, because I'm now incorporating that into my memory.
He took kingship when he was 12. He had 40 years of kingship, and he was Nifter. And if I'm wrong, don't hold me accountable.
What do you want to say?
Shlomo. Shlomo also died when he was 52. David become king right away
after his anointing. That's correct.
Okay. So, had David actually been... Was he actually...
He had a little bat on his hand.
You don't remember. Do you remember that?
The word was out.
Do you remember? I don't remember.
This little guy's going to take over. I'm chasing him.
It could be that despite the fact that David wasn't actually ruling, that he still had the authority of a king to be able to make these types of institutions.
What's the difference between David making the ruling and the time before it's taking place?
He's trying to survive every day. Right here in Beit Shemesh.
I think essentially it's what the Gemara is going to say. I think it's really what the Gemara is going to say. At this point, the Gemara thinks that it was a group of Shmuel and David who had instituted and put into place an additional 16, which caused them to question our original understanding of 8, 8, and 8 at totally separate times. So the Gemara says, Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, Hema Yisad David Ushmuel Haroah Be'emunasam. These are the people, this is the Yisad, this is the institution of David and Shmuel Haroah, Shmuel the Navi, Be'emunasam. Each group in their faithful position. So we see that David and Shmuel acted collectively. So what's going on that it was 8, 8, and 8? It's not true. So the Gemara says, no, don't understand that way. Hachikamar. This is what the Pasuk means to say. Miyasodo shel David uShmuel. It was from the Yesod, from the foundations of David and the foundations of Shmuel, Haramasi, Hamidum al Esrim Va'arba. Meaning, it wasn't that David and Shmuel collectively created an additional 16 at the same time, but they each founded their own sets of Mishmar. And so we had 8 from Moshe, 8 from Shmuel, and 8 from David, period. So that's how the Gemara ends off. That it was, in fact, it could have been that it was done at the same time, but it wasn't. They weren't put into place until different periods. Okay.
The Nevuah was at one time?
It could be that the Nevuah happened, or that they decided together, collectively, that this is the way it was going to be, but it wasn't actually broken out. It wasn't actually put into place
until later on.
It's possible.
Are they adding something, or
are
they making a decision? It's like a conversation.
Yeah, I don't know to what extent it was Nevuah.
And who would have gotten the Nevuah? Both of them?
I don't know. Shmuel
was the Navi. Do we consider David as Melech also something of a Navi?
That is going to be the subject of a Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet. Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet discusses that there were how many countless
50,
prophets, Nevi'im, that were
56?
What? 48 Nevi'im. And we'll have to see if David is among them. I believe he is. What? Coming attractions, exactly. It's rated PG, rated G for general audiences. Okay? Amidst Hashem in 7 weeks. Okay?
The whole world.
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Okay. Amidst Hashem, we should all have a Gemara Chasima Tova, and we will be able to be Zochet to see that Gemara Megillah.
Amen.
Okay. Very good. At any rate, Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa, which will throw a monkey wrench in our understanding. Moshe Tikelem Yisrael, Sheshes Rei Mishmaros. Moshe was Masakin 16. Shmona Me Elazar, Shmona Me Itamar. It's a totally different brisa. Ukisharabu Bnei Elazar, Abnei Itamar. And then when the house of Elazar, meaning the family of Elazar, grew much more rapidly Then Itamar's did chilkum vehem idum alesh mevarba. Then they divide them up and made them into 24. So it sounds like this, according to this, that you have 16 that were then made into 24. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Vayimtzu bnei Elazar rabin l'rosh agiburim min bnei Itamar." The bnei Elazar outnumbered the bnei Itamar. "Vayichalkum levnei Elazar rashim leveis avos shisha asar v'levnei Itamar leveis avosam shmona." And so they divided up bnei Elazar into 16, and bnei Itamar into 8. So you had 8 plus 16. So this sounds different than our previous brisa. The Omer, and an additional pasuk says, this is two psukim later, Beis Av Echad Achuz Le'elazar. There was a Beis Av, meaning additional Mishmaros, that was Echad Achuz, not just the original Mishmaros, but Echad, an additional group to Elazar, the Achuz Achuz Le'itamar. But the original number, the original group that applied to Itamar was what stuck. So we had an additional group for Elazar, and we had the original group for Itamar, which is essentially saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, "Maiva Omer, what is the second pasuk adding that I didn't have in the first pasuk?" So the Gemara says, "Vechi Tema." If you might say, you might think from the first pasuk, "Kihechid nefishi bnei Elazar, hachanami nefishi bnei Itamar." So just as they expanded Bnei Elazar, so too they expanded Bnei Itamar. Meaning, you might think, like our original Brisa, you might think that we started out at 4 and 4, and then they grew from there. They grew, Itamar grew to 8, and Elazar grew to 16. So you might think that it's exactly like our previous Brisa. So it says the Gemara, no, the Omer is, therefore, Shmona Mi'ikara Arbahavu. You might think that the 8 were originally 4. So you might think like our original Brisa. So Tashma, that's why we had the second pasuk to teach you, Beis Av Echad Achuz Elazar Ve'Achuz Achuz Le'Itamar. That it wasn't that way. That it was 8 for Elazar and 8 for Itamar, and Elazar grew to 16, which is now going to be a problem with our previous Brisa, because this Brisa seems to connote that we have 8 and 8 that turned into 16 and 8, whereas our previous Brisa said 4 and 4 that grew into 16 that grew into 24. So it's a different, totally different way of coming about the 24. So the Gemara says, to Yufta de Rav Chama Bar Guria. This is a question on Rav Chama Bar Guria, who mentioned in the first line, the first wide line, that Moshe was Mesakein for 8, and then Shmuel added 8, and David added 8. So this is totally different, because this sounds like we had 8 and 8 that grew into 16 and 8. So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav Chama Bar Guria. Rav Chama Bar Guria is going to have to say there is no other way of reconciling these two brisas. Tanaihi, it's a machlokis tanaim. You will notice that very often when you have a machlokis tanaim, machlokis and brisas, the Gemara will come up with a different teretz. Tanaihi, to say it's a machlokis in tanaim, or that it's a machlokis in brisas, it's the last resort. You never want to come up with a machlokis in brisas or machlokis in tanaim. You want to try resolving it. You want to try reconciling it. Here, there's no reconciliation possible. You clearly have two different opinions. So it's a tanaihi. It's a machlokis tanaim. And he's going to say, "V'ana da'am mikiyai tana da'am rishmona." I hold like the original Tana that held that Moshe was Misaki in 8, and then it grew to 16, and it grew to 24. But it's a machlokis tanaim. There's nothing else I could do with it. Okay, we're going to go a little bit further, because we have a little bit of time, and because the next stuff is a little bit longer. Tana Rabbanan. Arba mishmaros alu min hagola. There were 24 groups, 24 watches that came up from the Gola, that came up from Bavel. This is at the times of the second Mikdash. The Elohein, and these are Yedaya, Charim, Pashkor, V'Imar. Okay, these are names that I'm going to be testing you on. 16 weeks from now is going to be your grand Bechina. So I want you to remember these names. Yedaya, Charim, Pashkor, V'Imar. Mr. Kalas, what are the names? Close enough! You got 1.5. I'm very impressed. Yedaya, Charim, Pashkor, V'Imar.
Charim in parentheses.
I have Charim in brackets also.
Why?
Why? Because they were parenthetical. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
The guy made a printing mistake.
I don't know.
David.
I don't know why.
Parental or only parenthetical?
Okay. I have no idea. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem. Now, they were originally four groups. Okay? So, what happened? After the Nevi'im, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem, the Nevi'im that were amongst them got together, and then they divided them up further into 24 to get to the original 24 that we used to have, because this is already coming back from the Gola. So they took the four and they split them up. Each one of the four, they split up into six different groups. So you had Yedaya, for example. Yedaya was in charge of the one group. They split him up. They gave him some of the Kohanim, and then they split up an additional five other groups that used to belong to Yedaya. Okay? Balalum, they mixed them all up. Venasnum Bakalpi, and they put them into a box, into a lottery. And so they picked, they had now leaders of each of the six mini groups of the major Yedaya group. So the major Yedaya group, let's say they had originally, they had 30 Kohanim, let's just say. So now instead of having a group of 30 Kohanim of Yedaya, so then they had six. They had five Kohanims, they had five Kohanim per group, and they had six total Yedaya groups. And there was a leader of each of those mini groups. And that's how they did it. And they put them into a kalpi because there were murmurings, there were fights amongst each other as to which of the mishmaros got to do the avoda in which week. Because each of them were saying, "Well, I used to belong to Yedaya, and I was the one who was doing the first week. So I want to be able to serve in the mikdash the first
not
week."
Easy.
So they put them into a kalpi. They put them into a box. And they did a lottery. By Yedaya, Yedaya came. Venatol Chelko, and he took his chelek, meaning his group, the chelek chaver of Sheish, and the chelek of his chaverim, meaning he picked lots, and each person in the lot was in charge of his mini group, and he drew lots. He drew lots, and he said the first six that he picked was the first one was him, so his group got to do the avoda in the first week, and then he drew another lot, and whichever name he came out with, that group, that mini group, served in week two. And then the third mini group served in week three, etc., etc., until all six mini groups were used up for Yedaya.
Imagine how long the Bayit Sheni stayed.
This is different. Yeah, this is different than that. Yeah, exactly. Right. They did a whole. This is a mission in Sukkah and how they did this. Right.
He was the chief of all the five groups, though.
What?
Yedaya was the chief of all six groups.
Yes, he was the chief. He was
the whole third.
He of all 30, right? He was the head of all 30, but each of the six now had their own mini, you know, commander.
David,
yeah, subordinate, so to speak, to Yedaya.
He was the administrator.
David. Yes.
To go back for a minute to four, okay? Rashi raises difficulty that Hashkar's name did not
call him up.
Okay, all right.
It served in the first Beit HaMikdash.
Okay. Okay, very good. I don't have an answer. If Rashi has a question, I certainly am not going to try to answer it. Good question, Rashi. Very good. All right. That's why we have Rashi, and that's why we have me. And you can never confuse the two. Anyway, Bacharim, then Charim, who is again in brackets, you should know, right? It's very important how it is, even in brackets. Yeah? Venatol Chelko v'chelek chaver shesh, and he also did the same thing. He broke up his major group into six, and then he was doing the seventh week. He was in charge of the seventh week. He did the avoda in the seventh week, and then he drew lots as to who did the avoda in the following 5 weeks.
He automatically got the first of the next six.
Yeah. What?
He automatically got the first.
Yeah, he got the first. He got
like
his group, right. His,
like the first one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing. And he was number two. V'chein Pashkor, v'chein Imar. And Pashkor and Imar were also did the same thing. V'chein Hisnu Nevi'im Shebeinehem. And the Nevi'im amongst them made the following Tanai. Shafilu Yeho Yariv. Rosh HaMishmaros. Now, there used to be a family group Yehoyariv in the original Mikdash before they were sent to the Gola. Yehoyariv was in charge, took precedence over everybody. He always got the first first licks. He was always batting batting first.
Lead off.
Lead off, thank you. He was always leading off. But Yohayariv did not come down. When they were coming down from Gola, there were only a select few that came down. The family of Yohayariv did not come down. So they made a Tanai, and they said, Afilu Yohayariv Rosh Mishmaros Ola, even if Yohayariv decides to come later on, Lo Yidcha Yedaya Mimkomo. Yedaya always gets first licks. Why? Because he was the first one to come down. So Yahyariv comes down, but he has to wait for Yedaya. Then he's got to wait for Chiram. Then he's got to wait for Pashkor, and then he's got to wait for Imar, and then he's got to do it afterwards. Ella Yedaya Iker Vahayariv Tafelo. Yedaya is
from down. What does that mean?
I mean, he comes from Bavel. When he ultimately brings all of his people from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to serve in the Mikdash,
okay.
So then he's got to wait his turn. He's no longer batting leadoff. He's now going to be in the fifth hole.
If he comes at all.
If he comes at all. But
as opposed to Yedaya, Charam, Pashkar, and Emer.
You got him. You got the names.
No.
Very good.
Where did they come from?
They came down originally. They were the first to come down.
Oh, they were.
You came with Ezra.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to come with Ezra.
The first scholars, they came down.
Yes.
And then, but he delayed.
What?
Yohayariv
delayed, or the Nevi'im said, if he ever comes, then he's going to have to wait his turn.
They were in AAA motion. They got called up.
I don't know how that Mishnah and Sukkah plays a role.